The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, on this month that has just gone by in a flash, 27 of June 2017. And we'll go to the callers here in a second. Last night, Mike, you did a show, and some people called in and donated. Were all of these from your show?
I don't know.
Okay, great. All right. Bob M., I don't have a city.
Bob M. is the gentleman that said he would give $200 if I could match it.
He did. Terry, $30.
I don't get congratulations for being able to match it. What?
Are we going to turn this into a half-hour segment?
Never mind. Go
ahead. Okay. Terry F. I do have an Easton. Thank you. $30. And Janet R. $40. Thank you. Rhonda, thank you very much. $50. And John. Well, I don't have anything else. Should I put out the last four digits of his credit card number? No, never mind. $100 from John, and I thank you for that. And then Lynn T. today, thank you for $30. Pledge drive is slow, but people are starting to come around. And Mike, you and I were talking about, that this has got to be done and cleaned up and put behind us, because you and I are discussing things that we need to tweak and things we need to install in this network to make us a little bit more financially stable.
And there's a little more running around I have to do to get that done, as we know, because now I have to get a new IT guy.
Yeah, because the other one was, wasn't he the first Frankenstein experiment? Maybe that was it. I don't know.
Don't even go there, John.
Okay, well, at any rate.
I'm going to try to be nice here.
Well, okay.
All right.
And you were the you're the recipient of all of this.
I was the mark, yes.
And to Michael's credit, I had asked Michael, I said, is there more upside to this guy than downside? And he goes, I think there is. And I go, okay. And he even talked to our friend Tom in Pennsylvania. And Tom goes, well, I don't see anything glaringly wrong here. But then you started to uncover things.
It's just observances of sort of a reality disconnect, and I'm being as nice as I can be, and it could be just because of his situation. Hopefully the man will get better, recover from whatever.
Yeah, but that doesn't include not telling you the truth. Lie after lie was eventually
uncovered. I
uncovered
some things that were a little disconcerting.
And then to your credit, I mean, you're what, in Fredericksburg?
No, I was at the junction. It's about 200 miles from here.
Oh, okay. But you had made the decision that if I take him back to RBN, this is going to be like adding open flame in a fireworks factory.
It wouldn't have fit in this environment, no.
And you just basically said, hey, look, I've done all that I could for you. You've done some things here. This is not, can I use the Jewish thing, kosher? Things aren't kosher?
That'll work.
Okay. See, I'm not really anti-Semitic, am I? But no, I mean, you had the good sense just to say, you know what? I'm not dragging this drama into the network. And the man, if he could have been made functionable, would have been of benefit to this network, but the downside was way more than the upside.
Yeah, he was functional. If you put his nose in a computer, he was extremely functional, very, very high intellect when it came to cyberspace. But when it came to the real reality of life, it was almost like having to, babysit a kid.
Well, and that's the shame. I mean, the man was didn't even know how old he was. He was actually 67. He thought he was, what, 64?
65.
Yeah. 65. And he would do strange things like light a cigarette and go walking through a parking lot with traffic moving all, and just stop.
Yeah,
right?
And
it was just that disconnect. Now, I know, and if there are any computer geeks out there, let me not be too hard on you. But I've met a lot of computer geeks. I mean, these guys on computer issues and writing program and doing whatever, man,
they talk a total different language. And they can talk between themselves, but it's Greek to us. It's like trying me to understand French.
And they don't really function real well in the real world. Well, you don't get any more realer than here, because we're dealing with all the harsh realities and the bad news of the planet.
Well, this also holds true with a lot of highly creative people, and I've known a few of those in my life, which, you know, when it comes to writing music or comes to poetry or comes to a number of different things, they're great, they're fantastic, they're genius, but when it comes to just everyday things like, you know, stopping for a red light or, you know, normal things, they just have a problem there.
Well, and suffice to say here, folks, that, you know, we're always looking out to improve, and this just was not going to be an improvement. But at any rate, things are turning around. Michael and I are getting our little minds together, coming up with some creative things. And again, what we're talking about and what the overview of this whole endeavor is to limit the dependence on the audience. This pledge drive has, people have responded, but rather slowly. We're into almost the eighth week of it, and this should have been done 4 weeks ago. Because what has happened is the money we've already taken in has already been spent.
Right.
So by the time the end of next month rolls around, we're going to be back at zero.
Right.
So we got a short amount of time to, you know, turn this around and start getting the flow of money in here. And it is not insurmountable. It's just difficult as hell.
Right. But there, and let me add this, folks, there's some things that John and I have been working on today, which I mentioned that we were going to work on in my show last night when my brain cells, what was left of them, were firing, that, you know, will be coming to fruition. And this is why I'm yet to make a couple more trips here. There's another IT guy that I'm going to turn this over to for the online store, and plus the
well, and this is targeted in specific stuff that you know he can do,
right?
And I don't have to take the baggage along with it.
Well, no, this guy happens to be my son, who's an IT wizard, and he has several IT businesses.
I knew that. I didn't say it. I was going to let you say that.
Yeah.
You did.
Okay.
Well, let's tell you what. Let's get to the callers here. Rob in Illinois. Hello, Rob.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to make the addition to, you were talking earlier about why do people not want to look at things and why do they want to stay asleep. And I'll remind you of what John Moore told me one time. He says, please do not interrupt my delusion with your reality.
That's a good one.
Well, and you know what's...
I told him I'm using that. So...
Well, you know, and years ago, you just reminded me of something, Rob. The manager and the general manager and the program manager for WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio, 100,000 watt transmitters. They had four of them that blasted all over the planet. And we were having a meeting outside of Tennessee one day to discuss, you know, programming and price and all this other stuff. And I said something, and the general manager looked across the table at me, and he looked at me, and he says, oh, we're speaking truth here? And I looked across the table at him, and I was kind of surprised. I said, and exactly what is wrong with that? I don't have a tendency to couch or to do anything else. Yeah, we're speaking the truth here. And he goes, oh. He says, well, you know, there's several layers of truth. And that stuck in my head. But what the point he was making was the same one that Michael demonstrated here last hour, that people see things differently. His point, and I asked him about this years later, and it never left my mind. He said, you know, because you see something a certain way and you perceive the truth to be this, you know, to somebody else with different experience, they might perceive it a little bit differently than you. So I understood the point, but my point to him was that he really didn't get was water's wet, sun rises in the east and sets in the west. There are immutable truths, and then there's the political truths or some other kind of truth about love, marriage, life, philosophy, you know, where did the universe come from? And you can expand out from there. But there are certain immutable truths that we deal with every single day that just are. That was my point, and he was going off in another direction.
Yeah, and what I ended up with John's, you know, idea there, I really developed was a way to talk to people. And because when people say, even my own brother doesn't want to talk about the reality of things, of how...
Did he ever give you a reason why he didn't or couldn't? Did he ever give you any hint at all, Rob, of why you can't sit down with him and have a man-to-man, honest conversation?
Well, yeah, because the point is it's because he has a wife and a child that he wants to hold up the fantasy or the delusion until the last possible minute.
So even though he's standing in a bowl of Fruit Loops, he's going to be just as normal and healthy and just keep his nose to the grindhole.
The crazy part is...
What did I say, grindhole?
But he's the one that taught me about preparedness. And he's the one that brought a lot of the information to me. But at some point, people get to a saturation point where they get overwhelmed, and then they revert back to their safe space, which is the fantasy, the delusion that was before. It's a psychological trigger mechanism.
Well, you know, now that I've heard that voice to me, that does sound rather attractive, doesn't it? Let me stay stupid. I'll keep my head buried wherever it is, and I'll just continue.
Exactly.
Less stress.
And
yeah.
Right, but what I took and turned this around on is my saying to people is, please don't try and override the truth and reality because you choose to live in a delusion.
Yeah, well, and Rob, here's the sad part to this, that those are not stepping up to the plate to carry their fair share of this load is leaving us to carry so much more because they're not willing to participate. And there's a hell of a lot more of us. I believe there's enough patriots in this country today that circumstances being just right, they're going to step forward. And it's going to be a hell of a lot easier with a lot more people.
Yes, it will. And it is. And the people that are there, the people that I'm concentrating my mental energies on are the people that, like I flat out tell people now, you have a choice. If you believe that things are not right and things are not going right, then let's spend the time. I'm not going to waste time on people who don't believe that anything is imminent or there aren't any challenges. I don't expect it to fall apart in the next second, but I have to plan for it because if I don't plan for it, as my friend says, he goes, you have to do it now because once it starts, you don't have time to talk to people.
Hey Rob, I got a flash for you. On July 1st, your brother, did you say brother or brother-in-law?
Brother.
Okay, your brother may wake up in a different state after July 1st. Do you think that might get his attention?
And you know what? And the crazy part is he works in a government position.
And he should know better, shouldn't he?
He works for one of the towns, let's say.
Okay.
Without divulging too much. And he has a pension that is outside of the Illinois hands. So he feels secure. Yet it's still made with the same fiat currency, which he already knows that I've been preaching about and understand. And yet, you know, the point is they don't.
All right. Well, let me ask you, Rob, let me ask you this last question, then we got to move on. Given all of that, now you've tried repeatedly to talk with him, cajole him, beg him, plead. You've spent the time with him. Now, when the foo-foo does hit the air oscillating moving device, if he comes to you, will you turn him away?
No, he's already prepped up.
Okay.
He's got enough stuff.
Okay, but what
the point is he'll feel like he's the island. And
Okay.
And for me, that's fine. He could come and he could do it.
All right. There you go. That's what I was looking for. Rob, thank you. I appreciate it.
I am bonding with the people that want to make it to the other side, John. And those are like people like you and Mike and the others.
That would be the best insurance policy I could ever suggest. All right, Rob, thank you. Thank you so much.
You guys take care.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Yeah, this has always been a question I've asked over the years. You know, you work so hard, especially family members. These are the hardest because it's just not you and your information. It's you and, well, I remember the day you spilled the ink on my dress and, you know, there's all this stuff that's connected. You're not just an individual saying, look, I love you and, you know, please listen to me. You're painted as the black sheep. Point is, the family is the hardest one to get through.
Oh, and a prime example is this gentleman, go back to. I had never even met him before. I did whatever I could do for him, but I ultimately had to turn him away. What's that?
No, you're away from the microphone. I'm trying to get you closer to it. You keep moving away from it.
Oh,
I'm losing your ear.
Oh, all right. No, I'm just saying that what I had to do the other day with this gentleman was very difficult to do.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it was very draining emotionally, very draining financially, it was still a very difficult thing to do, and I couldn't imagine having to do it with my own family. Thankfully, most of my family is on board with us.
You know, God helps those that help themselves, but don't make it so difficult for somebody to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Steve in California. Steve, we were just talking about you. We were just talking about you this morning.
Good news?
Well, were your ears burning?
No.
Well, I don't know. Isn't California on fire right now?
I don't know. Is Yosemite on fire right now? It could be.
I don't know. What's up?
I don't know. I got my fortune cookie here. It says, good news will come from afar. I think they're talking about God's waiting room. It's there. I'm still working on the pack right out here right now. But what I called on was Michael Herzog's comment, and I'm in total agreement. Americans have their heads stuck in the sand. And it reminds me of a quote from Mark Twain, the person who won't read has no advantage over the man who cannot read. And it does take time to find out the information. I spend a good part of my morning before I get to my work finding out the truth, you know, and it takes time. And you have to go to reputable websites, and you have to do a lot of work. And I guess Americans are kind of lazy in that aspect, that they're willing to put their trust and faith in the people that really don't deserve your trust and faith. And
Yeah, but Steve, I mean, like I said, you know, whether you're trying to change plugs in a newfangled car, you're trying to caulk your bathtub, all that information is online and readily available. You know, sure, it might be lost in a sea of other information, and for your money and my money, it's not exactly on point, so to us it may be useless information, but somebody, somewhere, it's available, and somebody might avail themselves of it and call it helpful. But we're talking about core things here. We're talking about this country. We're talking about the family structure, which has always been the backbone of this country. We're talking about business and what you need, what is the first primary ingredient in successful business. Well, it's what you trade in, and it's called the money. And, we know that that's a problem. And ironically, the middlemen, the very globalists themselves, have cooked up their New World Order, and they designed it for humanity because they're so much smarter and richer than we are. They're best served for them to come up with the answers for everybody else. And I look at this, and I think to myself, you know, this stuff could end rather quickly. Take away their power. We're granting them the use of this power by using their damn funny money every single day. And I don't think there's one man, literally, Steve, in Washington, D.C., that doesn't know that the Federal Reserve is an absolute scam. But through all of this stuff, and Trump going on about getting jobs back in the country and, you know, giving tax breaks and doing this, that, and the other, you know, at the very basis of this economy, anybody's economy, is what you trade in. And that is the currency, and that's what the major defect is.
I totally agree. I totally agree. You know, my wife asked me, Dave, she said, why are so many politicians silent on all these violations, you know, the Constitution and everything? Why are they so silent? I said, well, I kind of figured that out long ago, that the whole NSA spy thing was really about gathering dirt, not necessarily on you and me, but the prominent people and voice in government who make the decisions, make the policies.
Continuity of their government.
to keep them silent.
Yeah.
So we're having a lot of politicians. These people are all being blackmailed, I believe, to remain silent when the violations are clearly right there. I mean, Ron and I talked about this whole health care thing. I mean, that's a clear violation. A national health care plan initiated by the government, the mandatory vaccine.
Oh, excuse me, Steve. We went to break 15 seconds ago. Hang on.
Okay,
hold on.
Activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Yeah, we're back. Steve, you obviously you didn't hear the break. We're about 15 seconds into it. Go ahead with what you were saying.
Well, I know Ron McDonald and I were talking about, these are clear violations of our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you know, the government imposing their will and saying you have to have mandatory vaccines and the health care issue. These are clear violations, and, you know, I came to the conclusion long ago that the whole NSA spy thing was not necessarily looking at you and me, because we don't have a lot of to blackmail over, my God. But the politicians, the ones who enact laws and policy, are the ones you do have to control. And the intelligence agency and the deep state, which is part of the deep state or the shadow government, you want to call it. I mean, blackmail does work. Our politicians are silent. They're all silent for a reason. They have not stepped up to the plate. Other than Ron Paul, who's an ex-politician, they've all been silent on these violations of our civil rights and the Constitution.
Oh, I don't and, use I don't that's, I don't that's use, oh, I don't use that term civil rights. That came out of the 14th Amendment, my friend. Constitutional rights. You know, it's funny you should mention that, Mike. You were telling me the other day, and you were I think you were referring to a big name Democrat, as to what, how they were going to vote on something, and somebody had asked a question that was obviously a clear violation.
Dear friend of mine in California, who's a very, very prominent attorney, I've tried to get him up on my show several times. He won't go under his own name because of the whole basis. He's got a family. He needs to protect them and all that stuff. Mm. But he and another friend of his, who's also a very professional guy, went into a meeting with Adam Schiff and another Democrat who's out there that is Adam Schiff's buddy. And they were talking about some issue regarding their community. And my friend posed the question, which was a rational question of why won't you vote this way? And Adam Schiff's answer was, well, because his buddy voted the other way and he's not going to vote against his buddy. His buddy, the other politician. And that's their attitude.
Well, and that goes along the lines of, you know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah.
If you're standing out there alone and need support for your bill or your cause or your agenda, you know, if you don't play ball with your party, you know, there's not going to be anybody there to help you when you need the help. So that's also
that's
part
attitude,
of it.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's been that way for years. But I think you're probably closer to the main reason is these guys are culpable and guilty, God knows of how many different crimes, because nobody's ever investigated. The news media doesn't do white paper journalism anymore, you know, asking the hard questions. You know, it's just not balanced news anymore, so nobody digs into anything. And then we find out that, you know, I was listening today on America News Network. I'll get the right name here, hopefully.
On America Network.
Yeah, One America Network.
One America, whatever.
At any rate, they were talking about CNN, and they were playing some clips that were taken surreptitiously from a cell phone camera. And the guy talking about, you know, the reason why, you know, we do the things that we do with the news stories that we do is a lot of our listeners are liberal, and that's what they want to hear. So we're giving them what they want to hear. So they are choosing what their listeners and through their
keeping their head buried in the sand because it's comfortable.
Well, it's, yeah, that too. But, you know, we're giving a rally cry for the screaming liberals out there that make absolutely no sense because we're pandering to our audience. Rather than doing what they claim that they do is delivering the news. Mm. Now, and that's CNN, which their goose is pretty well cooked here. You know, Donald Trump has made a mockery of them because they've tried to make a mockery of him. And still to this day, now they've switched over to, it wasn't a conspiracy with Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. So it must have been Barack Obama. You know, and it's the same narrative over and over and over again. And I don't know if they're trying. It almost seems as if they're trying to destroy their listenership base or their viewers because it doesn't matter anymore. The agenda is afoot. We've done all that we could. We've lied as much. We've fed the agenda. We do what we're told, and it really doesn't matter anymore. And I think that's part of the equation that you and I have been talking about here, Steve. I don't think it matters to these politicians in Washington, D.C., because they know the gig is up.
I have a question for both you guys, and maybe you may know some attorneys. I don't know enough attorneys out there to ask them this, but I assume in law school they must study the Constitution at some point in time, do they not?
Not deeply, no.
And I've always said, I said this to a state legislator in Lansing, Michigan years ago. I said, you got all these law books behind you. I said, but what about a rudimentary constitutional test before you're allowed to raise your right hand and take office? Well, don't you think that'd be a better approach? He didn't have an answer. Steve, I've got a break, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. Bye.
All righty, sir.
They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are back. We're going to take a couple more calls here, and then I'm going to finish out the program today with some very interesting news. Top U.S. Missile and chemical weapons expert documented for months that the Syrian government did not carry out chemical weapons. Who was this Nikki Haley that I saw today giving testimony? And again, she's up there going, oh, yes, sorry to say Assad is gassing his people again. There is such a total disconnect for anybody that's paying attention from what one person is saying to the next.
How much are they paying her, or what do they have on her?
What do they have on her? Because mm-hmm. she looked uncomfortable. I mean, at least Colin Powell with his yellow cake stuff at the UN sounded somewhat convincing. She sounded like she was trying to read a script that she couldn't even really understand the language that she was reading. She was not comfortable saying it. It was not credible. It didn't come across as, yeah, this is absolute. They're gassing their people again when he didn't gas them in the first place. Anyhow, Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Mike, I wanted to call in the other day when you did the show on Islam.
Yes.
I've got two stories.
Okay.
And one is a warning to people. I had a friend whose daughter had a very bad limp. She's a little girl. And her family doctor referred her to another doctor, which was a foreign doctor. So my friend took the little girl into this doctor, and he had her walk up and down and saw that she had a very bad limp. And he looks right at the mother, and he says to her, "What does it really matter? She's only a girl." See, they have different attitudes. You got to be careful.
Well, that's sexist. That's sexist, pig.
Yeah, he says she's only a girl.
She's only a girl.
My friend just picked up and walked out.
Before or after smacking the good foreign doctor?
Yeah, she should have.
Yeah.
But that's just a warning to people. They don't have the same attitudes about people that we do.
Well, and
be careful.
And yeah, we're importing the cultural deficiency now, as if we don't have enough.
They don't have the same attitude, John.
No, they don't. No, they certainly don't. All right, Laura.
My other story is about my father-in-law was in World War II. He was with Patton in Northern Africa, and he was telling the story that he was in Tunisia, and some of our soldiers were getting. They were finding some of our soldiers with their throats cut. So Patton said, "You start shooting these Muslims, all I ask is that you pay for their burial." And my father-in-law said they found bodies of Muslims all over with a dollar bill on top of them.
Oh, my gosh. Going back to World War II, you know, I wonder what the world would look like if we didn't have the bankster gangsters helping to start the wars that we can fight each other over. And, you know, the funny thing about that is it takes a lot of money to wage war. Then after all the dust settles and the bodies are buried, it takes a lot of money to do the rebuilding. So going into it and coming out of it
mm-hmm.
Yeah, guess who makes all the money?
Yes.
Smedley Butler was right.
We're going to loan it to you. You have to pay us back with interest.
War is a racket. Thank you, Laura. I appreciate your call, dear.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, John, you referred to Perry a little while ago. I was in Washington, D.C., advocating for families, and Orrin Hatch introduced me to Carol Keaton Strayhorn. Is that a name familiar to you?
Yes, it is, of years gone by.
She was the Texas comptroller, and maybe you can fill in information for me. She was a Texas comptroller, and I think it was Governor Perry asked her to do an investigation into the funding of Child Protective Services. When she got through with her investigation, she was aghast, and she ended up publishing a report called Forgotten Children. I think I have that link from my website, familyversusstate.com or .org, but maybe you can Google it. But when I sat with Carol, it was really kind of an eye-opener, and it's kind of like what you're referring to Perry and his problem.
Right.
A lot of the children taken by Child Protective Services in Texas, she discovered, were disappearing. You know, and she had a sense that a lot of them were going into the child trafficking trade. And, of course, I don't know if you knew, but I was also a dear friend with Cleon Skousen, who was the executive secretary to the founder of the FBI, you know, Hoover.
Yes.
And as I sat with Cleon, a few of us friends, that included Orrin Hatch in his early days, we were let to know that the primary purpose of Hoover and his investigations was to get the dirt on the politicians.
And that's exactly what and a lot of people, you know, they'd seen the information, and hell, they even made movies about it, about him and his girlfriend, which is another guy that was always very close with him. But here was a guy that was obviously homosexual, and you're exactly right. A lot of his investigations, the information he would turn up, he would use that as leverage. The term blackmail wasn't exactly used, but, you know, we have information, and that's all it would ever take. Bobby Kennedy absolutely hated Hoover, and for good reason. And it was fascinating, you know, that you see the Muellers and the Comeys now, the head of the FBI, Kallstroms, you know, the number twos, and you look at the whole organization, and it's just absolutely, it was born out of corruption to begin with. and it still is. And now they're trying to paint a happy face to gain people's trust back. Good luck with that. Good luck. All right, well, I'll tell you what, I got to keep moving, Tom. I thank you for your call. Thank you very much. Charlie in L.A. said it's quick. Okay, Charlie.
Yeah, gentlemen, I just want to thank Mr. Herzog for keeping me up to date on Islam. That's what makes RBN great. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're not into the new mainstream media dictate the new trend that it's all Islamic and Islam is the evil of the world. And they have ceased to be objective. They have ceased to be, in my estimation, honest. And you can run down the laundry list, and I've said it many times in the program, I'm not going to bother saying it again today, but it's not the Arabs that are controlling everything. These are the people that we figured, and we never go to war, by the way, with anybody that we don't know ahead of time that we could kick their butts from here to Kalamazoo, Michigan. You know, we always pick on people that, we want their something. We want their government toppled. We want a new regime in. We want this deal done, or we want these, this certain thing done in this deal. And over and over and over again. Well, the only reason that the seventh state, Middle Eastern state, has not been fulfilled on that list, and thank you very much, Vladimir Putin, for coming to the requested aid from the president of Syria,
Bashar al-Assad,
asking and inviting Russia in to take care of the problem that the United States and Israel has created. And I find this absolutely fascinating, and slowly the rest of the world is starting to wake up to this fact, and they're looking at this, and it's a complete embarrassment, but it exposes us for what we have become. And a lot of people will contend that we have always been this way. So, you know, we go to fight communists and destroy the communists. We're not really good. You know, we'll leave some on the plate, like half the nation, like we did with Korea. You mean to tell me, you know, if we really wanted to in Korea and we were really over there fighting the communists, that we couldn't have taken all of North Korea or Vietnam, that we had to put up a demarcation line, which is the UN's idea of you stay on this side and you guys stay on that side. Demarcation zone. Big tip-off. That we never defeat communism. We do everything to enable it and empower it. Same thing could be said for China. Most favored nation status. They have never come out and said, we're not communist anymore. No, they still are communist. The brilliant ones here in America said, you know, if we keep injecting enough capitalism in there, China is going to change from the ground up. The people's attitude will make the government change. Really? That's not what happens in communist nations. So any time that we engage with the communists, they're always allowed to continue. And it's been that way for a number of years. I've gone through the thing with China, with Chiang Kai-shek, which was extremely friendly to the United States. We had great relationships with them. And then people in the State Department decided that, you know, I think it's time we make a change. And they voted for the antithesis of Chiang Kai-shek, hence communism in China, over and over and over again. So it's not only about, you know, here's the ball and there's the goalpost, go for it. You know, here's the battle and here's the objective. They kept moving the goalpost. Now it's no longer necessary. They don't even give you the goalpost. They just give you the ball and hand it off to you and say, here, run with it. Well, what's my objective? It doesn't matter. Just keep running. And that's what we've been doing. 15 years in Afghanistan, and there are some people that are starting to hand the flak back and going, wait a minute. We've been in Afghanistan for 15 years. What exactly is their goal? Well, they can't come up with one.
Oh, I know what it is. Huh? Control the poppy fields and the pipelines, right?
Well, double plus good. Opium production is up 50%.
Yes.
Along with your choco rations. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. This story, and referring what I said earlier to Nikki Haley, giving her very unconvincing argument that Assad is at it again, I started to get into this a little bit. A top U.S. missile and chemical weapons expert has documented for months that the Syrian government did not carry out chemical weapons attack against civilians. And that contrary claims by the Trump White House, French intelligence services, the New York Times, CNN, and other mainstream quote-unquote sources are wrong and it's just worthless propaganda. Former top military and intelligence officials, including many who warned against the faulty Iraq intelligence in advance of the Iraq war, have long said that the claims that Assad carried out the chemical weapons attack was just pure bunkum. Now, Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter Seymour Hersh, who broke the stories of the My Lai massacre in Vietnam and the Iraq prison torture scandals, which rightfully disgraced the Nixon and Bush administrations and their war-fighting tactics, you know, war that we no longer have to declare war against a sovereign nation. We don't have to vote on it. Your representative doesn't have 2 cents to say in a public forum, since you elected him, as to why we need to wage war and go kill a bunch of people. Well, we'll just do away with that one as well. So, you know, we're left with a situation here. A large German publication, Weld, W-E-L-D, that U.S. military officials tried to tell Trump that a chemical weapons attack never occurred at all. And here's an excerpt. On April 6th, United States President Donald Trump authorized an early morning Tomahawk missile strike on Shiat Air Base in central Syria in retaliation for what he said was a deadly nerve agent attack carried out by the Syrian government 2 days earlier in the rebel-held town of Khan Shikhum, I guess that's pronounced. Trump issued the order despite having been warned by U.S. intelligence community that it had found no evidence that Syrians had used a chemical weapon. Now, let me stop and say that Nikki Haley was a detractor of Donald Trump. She was a never-Trumper. Donald Trump gets into office, hires Nikki Haley, and then she's off and running with the second non-existent scare about Assad gassing his own people. Now, this available intelligence made clear by the Syrians had a targeted jihadist meeting site on April 4th using Russian-supplied guided bomb equipment with conventional explosives. Details of the attack, including information on its so-called high-value targets, had been provided by the Russians days in advance to American and allied military officials in Doha, whose mission is to coordinate all U.S. allied Syrian and Russian Air Force operations in the region. Some American military and intelligence officials were especially distressed by the president's determination to ignore the evidence. None of this makes any sense, one officer told colleagues upon learning the decision to bomb. We know that there was no chemical attack. The Russians are furious, claiming we have the real intel and know the truth. I guess it didn't matter whether we elected Clinton or Trump. Now, here's the deep state, and here's the advice been giving to Donald Trump. And Mr. Trump better grab a firm hold of those reins on our fruit-saladed military friends, because, quite frankly, they never saw a war or a body, dead body they didn't like, unless, of course, it was one of theirs. Now, in a series of interviews, I learned of the total disconnect between the president and many of his military advisors and intelligence officials, as well as officers on the ground in the region who had an entirely different understanding of the nature of Syria's attack on this Khan Shikhum. Now, I was provided with evidence of that disconnect in the form of transcripts of real-time communications. Immediately following the Syrian attack on April 4th, in an important pre-strike process known as deconfliction, U.S. and Russian officers routinely supply one another with advanced details of planned flight paths and target coordinates to ensure that there's no risk of collision or accidental encounter, or read that as shootdown. This information is supplied daily to the American AWACS surveillance planes that monitor their flights once airborne. Now, these deconflictions' success and importance can be measured by the fact that there is yet to be one collision, or even a near miss, among the high-powered supersonic American, allied Russian, and Syrian fighter bombers. Now, Russian and Syrian Air Force officials gave details of the carefully planned flight path to and from Khan Shikhum on April 4th directly in English, so the deconfliction monitors aboard the AWACS planes, which was on patrol near the Turkish border, 60 miles or more to the north. And a high-level meeting of jihadist leaders was to take place in a building. Russian intelligence depicted the cinder block building as a command and control center. Secret advisor to the American intelligence community, who has served in senior positions in the Defense Department and Central Intelligence Agency, told me trying to hurry through this. The basement was used as a storage for rockets, weapons, and ammunition, as well as chlorine-based decontaminants for cleansing the bodies of the dead before burial. The meeting place, a regional headquarters, was on the floor above. So one reason for the Russian message to Washington about the intended target was to ensure that any CIA asset or informant who had managed to work his way into the jihadist leadership was forewarned not to attend the meeting. And I was told that the Russians passed the warning directly to the CIA. They were playing the game right, the senior advisor said. The Russian guidance noted that the jihadist meeting was coming at a time of acute pressure for the insurgents, presumably Jabhat al-Nusra and Ahrir al-Sham. I haven't heard of that group yet, but they, you know, they come and go. Then they were desperately seeking a path forward in a new political climate. So this whole thing, it demonstratively, that the Russians were invited in by Assad. Did Assad invite the American military in there?
Nope.
They did not. So here we are. We're the ones that have supplied and trained al-Nusra and the new offshoot to al-Qaeda. We're the ones that are supplying the weapons. We're the ones supplying the training. We're there supplying everything, and I'm sure aspirin if they got a little headache. So here we are with the Russians in Syria, supposedly fighting what the United States has created, and the only thing the United States has created in Syria is one hell of a problem. And if it weren't for the Russians, thank you, Vladimir Putin, if it weren't for the Russians and them being in Syria right now, you'd be looking at right now another person removed from office in their nation-building process in the Middle East. And they would have put somebody up there that was more friendly, what a joke, to the United States. Bashar al-Assad is not a threat to the United States any more than Saddam Hussein was, any more than Yemen was, any more than Somalia was.
Muammar Gaddafi.
And I mean, my God, folks, Muammar Gaddafi, I mean, it turns out looks a lot like this, Michael, is the real reason why Hillary wanted Muammar Gaddafi gone is because they were going to set up an African gold currency.
Right, the dinar.
Yeah, the dinar. So, you know, here we are again. What difference does it make?
Well,
it
makes at this point, what difference does it make?
Yeah, what difference does it make? So at any rate, I guess we missed that last break and we're just going to continue on, Mike. Okay, thank you.
I didn't hear any music.
I didn't either. And I looked up at the clock.
No, I mean, in all honesty, when you bring up topics like that, and Muammar Gaddafi really touches a nerve because that country was a closest small country than it was to a first world country. Gas was 13 cents a gallon. If people got married, they got $50,000 from the government. They could buy a house with no interest. There was no central bank over
what,
there.
What?
I said that a married couple could buy
a house. Oh, I heard
you.
I just couldn't believe my ears.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If you needed health care and it wasn't provided for what specific treatment you needed outside of the country, the government would pay for you to go there. They would pay for everything. If you wanted to be a farmer, they would provide you with the land, the tools, the tractors, the seed, everything the government would. And they demonized this man and took him out, sodomized him before they shot him in the head. That is an absolute travesty, and our government did this, and it sickens me.
At this point, what difference does it make?
Not in their perception, it makes no difference in their world domination. PNAC documents, they want a world government.
So the country was rich enough that they could throw money at anything that they wanted to. It was not necessarily, it sounded like more of a socialized civilization over there, but it didn't match exactly our form of socialism, which comes from the government and the people being dependent on the government.
It was, in my estimation, a great form of socialism because the government was actually advocating for the people. As a matter of fact, I've seen video clips of Muammar Gaddafi driving through town, and they would advertise that he was going to be going from point A to point B. No bodyguards, no nothing. He would stick his head out of the top of a sunroof of his Toyota. And the people would come out for miles and cheer him.
It was the same with. Did you see the video with Assad? Assad would, if he had to go someplace,
83% approval rating.
86, twice.
Okay.
But here was Assad, video of him just walking down the street by himself, no bodyguards, no nothing. Felt really comfortable. He's comfortable in his position. The people wanted him. He was under no threat. And here we are trying to unseat this guy because Assad's a bad guy.
Yeah,
and then, this doesn't qualify as being foreign policy. This qualifies as being foreign madness. But do the American people know this, Mike?
Well, speaking of perceptions, John, what do the American people perceive a motorcade with 15 cars and motorcycles protecting the president or a high-level official in the United States? Why all that protection when all these other supposed so-called socialist or communist dictators don't need any of that protection because they have the people behind them in whatever governmental context that they happen to be purveying?
Well, there have been motorcades before, and people have comfortably been seated in the back seat of a limousine waving to the crowd. And oh, that's right. Kennedy did get shot, didn't he?
Yes, but that was prearranged, John. Yes.
The funny thing about that, and I've always said this, Mike, is, in anything, if you're going to do a Warren Commission and you're doing a real investigation or you do any kind of investigation at all, it's always the who, what, when, where, but why.
But don't forget the fixer, okay? Doesn't matter what investigation they do. Kenneth Starr, Robert Mueller, fixer, choker, Comey, fixer, choker. Okay, they always have their man to put in there to make sure that things go their way.
And
the way back to the Nuremberg trials.
John. And who appointed Mueller?
Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein.
Oh,
deputy director, yes. Mm-hmm.
So he brought the guy in, those good buds and pals with Mr. Comey.
Mr. Comey, they've been friends for 23 years, yes.
And that's not a conflict of interest?
I don't think so.
Oh, well. Yeah, just ask the former attorney general.
And, of course, we can't forget that Comey had to meet privately with Mueller before he testified, which means they had to get their script straight. And anything that might have been a little testy for the public was held behind closed doors.
Rosenstein, Rosenblatt. And so here's the guy, here's the little rat in there is trying to keep the fix in.
Yeah. And on we go.
How much longer must the circus continue? Evidently, a little bit longer than Barnum and Bailey.
We'll have to see how it plays out.
Yeah. All right, folks, I really do appreciate Michael. Thank you for being in studio with me today.
You're welcome.
And thank you all for being here. Captain Stat is at the head of the ship. I see a Greek sailing hat being waved in front of my face. No, the captain of the Liberty here doesn't wear Greek hats.
You will in a few years. Just look at the top of your head.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyhow, folks, we are doing a pledge drive. So please, dig deep. We need to be here. You need to be here. Moving into the future, we're going to be needed much more than yesterday or the week before or the month before or the year before because things are getting really, really weird. And maybe that's their grand plan. It doesn't matter. They've given up. They know the gig is up, and they're just going to leave us all out here just bumping into things like blind children in the night. I don't know. But we care. We got a republic, not a democracy. We got a way of life. We have a culture. We have a reason. Evidently, their reasoning is something other than ours. Have you noted? At any rate, please donate to the network. Call us. If you got the urge right now, call 800-724-2719. Hit that button in extension 3, number 3 on your phone there. Or go up to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. We'll take any credit card through that PayPal, and you do not have to be a member. I want to stress that. Or send us a donation by snail mail, money order, checks, FRNs wrapped in foil. If you got some old gold and silver just laying around doing nothing, hey, wrap it up and send it to us. That's RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 3, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I thank you very much, folks. Please contribute. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.